Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 72 of Metallicast, the Metallica podcast. I'm your host and fellow Metallica fan. My name is Brandon. On this episode, I'm joined by a fan of the show, a proud member of the Metallicast Militia. In fact, he is a huge supporter of all the Metallica podcasts out there. His name is Jordan Blackhurst. He's a big Metallica fan and a big video game fan. I threw a question out on Twitter at MetallicastPod. Give me a follow if you're not already. Suggest a topic for a future episode. His suggestion was Guitar Hero Metallica, and he said if I needed the help, he was the man for the job. So I took him up on the offer, and I'm glad that I did because he was very knowledgeable about this game. This is a game that I played back in the day on my Xbox 360, but it has been years since I have even owned a Guitar Hero controller. Never mind play the game, but he is still an active player of Guitar Hero Metallica, so it was perfect to have him on and talk about this game with me. So I hope if you are a video game fan, if you have nostalgic memories of playing Guitar Hero and specifically this title, that this will be a very in-depth episode for you. And if you're not a video game fan, well, you're obviously a Metallica fan, so you'll get enough out of it, okay? I promise you. So here is my conversation with Jordan about Guitar Hero Metallica. My guest today is a massive Metallica fan. He is also a big video game fan, and he is the perfect person to come on Metallicast and talk about Guitar Hero Metallica. He's a big supporter of all the Metallica podcasts, a member of the Metallicast Militia. It is great to have Jordan. Welcome to Metallicast.
Hi, Brandon.
Thank you for coming on. This is a pleasure. And I always like having listeners and fans on. And you had the idea of, I threw it out on Twitter saying, hey, anybody got some ideas for some topics? You said Guitar Hero Metallica. And that's something that's come up a little bit on past episodes, but we have not yet done a full-fledged episode on it. And I have some fond memories of playing it on my Xbox 360 back in the day. So I'm looking forward to going down memory lane with you and talking about a game that is near and dear to my heart as well. So let's start at the beginning with you, Jordan. What is your Metallica story? How did you get into the band?
When I was 7, I think it was 8 or 9 years old, I went to a garage sale and they had garage ink for like 50 cents.
Oh, wow.
Because the people that were selling it didn't really like it. And
yeah,
and it's just like, well, they're just like, why do you want it so cheap? And they're like, yeah, we really like it. It's not what we were expecting with Metallica. It's like, okay, yeah. well, we'll buy it. And we fell in love with it. So we awesome. Kept listening to it over and over and over again.
Very cool. So did you know when you bought it that it was cover songs?
No.
Or yeah.
Thought it was all new songs.
Well, I mean, the cool thing about Metallica is that they are so good at cover songs that they put their stamp on each one. So it sounds like a Metallica song in most cases.
Yeah, and it sounds so good too.
I agree. So from Garage Inc., where did you go? Did you go backwards, or was the next album your follow up with them, or?
I believe we went into the Black Album. We went to a relative's place about an hour away from here, and yeah. We went to a gas station and we saw the Black Album's like, hey, it's like $7.97, let's go talk to mom about getting it. And we go back to go pick it up and it was like $20.
Oh man.
My mom wasn't happy. but like we wore it out so much because we were listening to it so much.
Yeah. I mean, that was my intro to the band as well. And so I have that album dear to my heart. And, you know, I had to, when I got into the Black Album, I had to go backwards. Well, actually, Black Album, then Load. And I thought, you know, you thought Garage Inc. was all original songs when you first heard it. I thought Black Album and Load were their only two albums up to that point. So I had to go backwards and, you know,
listen to the first four albums and educate myself and get caught up to everybody else. So when did you get into video games?
I had a relative that when I was when I lived in my old house, because I moved it in 96, I had a relative who'd come over when I was about 3 years old, and he taught us how to play Super Mario Brothers and Sonic 2. He taught me. He taught me and my brother, who was a year and a half older, and he taught us how to play Super Mario Brothers and Sonic 2.
That is awesome. Yeah, I am the youngest of three. I have two older brothers, and I lucked out because my oldest brother, growing up, was a Nintendo fan, and the middle brother was a Sega fan. So I grew up with NES, Super Nintendo, Sega Master System, Sega Genesis, all in the house. So I got to experience those firsthand. And then I remember, you know, I had my Game Boy and Game Gear, and then eventually a Super Nintendo. And then one of my brothers got Nintendo 64. And then by the time I was in high school, I was playing on my PlayStation 2. And then after college, I had my Xbox 360. So video games have always been a part of my life. I'm definitely a little bit of a video game nerd, not as much of a video game nerd as I am a Metallica nerd, but I am still I still love gaming and and playing whenever I have the chance. So I am excited about this episode today. So what was your background with Guitar Hero? Was Guitar Hero Metallica like your introduction to the series, or were you familiar with it prior to that?
Back when Guitar Hero 1 came out, there was a demo at a Walmart, and they were just like, oh, it's a brand new game, you have to try this. And obviously we kind of had problems because we weren't used to it. But then my brother's, I want to say, 17th birthday, he got Guitar Hero 2 for his birthday, because my dad was like, I need the new thing. And that was that was it. And the last one they had at a Sam's Club, and my dad was like, I'm so happy we got this, because now he can teach me how to play Freebird, because it said on the box Freebird was on it.
Yeah, nice.
So we kept playing it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it got to the point where it's like, okay, we can do medium and hard, but not expert yet. And and then the following year we got Guitar Hero 3 as a double pack with like two white and red guitars, because we still had a PS2. And then Metallica was shortly announced after World Tour, I think, which we had just gotten a Wii. And kept watching the video for that over and over again. I had a friend of mine who had a 360, and he'd constantly bring over Metallica to play. And then when Metallica was released, we finally got a 360. We got the Rock Band drum kit with the guitar, and we kept borrowing it from a friend, and we kept trying to get better at it.
Yeah, so I remember not knowing what Guitar Hero was, and then going over a friend's house. I must have been in college, and I was home on like Christmas break, and I went to a friend's house, and he was playing Guitar Hero. I think it was Guitar Hero 3. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, it's a Guitar Hero. And he has the plastic guitar controller. And I'm like, this is like the craziest, coolest thing I have ever seen. So I had to try it. Immediately went out, got Guitar Hero 3 with my guitar. And if I recall correctly, Guitar Hero 3 had real songs in, but not like the official licensed songs. Unless if I'm confusing my numbers. It might have been Guitar Hero 2. All right. So I think Guitar Hero 2 is my intro to it, because the first one I had was not like the officially licensed songs. And then Guitar Hero 3 came out, and they did have the officially licensed music. And so that was my intro to Guitar Hero. And then I remember, you know, during that time, if you're into video games, like the music rhythm games were all the rage. Guitar Hero and Rock Band were like the two of the biggest gaming franchises. And it was just, if you were a music fan and a video game fan, it was tremendous. And I just remember getting Guitar Hero World Tour, which was like the first one with all the instruments like Rock Band had. and I still primarily only use the guitar. But I think I used the drums like a couple times. I think I did vocals like once. I still prefer just to play the guitar. But it was cool having the other instruments, especially if you had buddies over and you could all kind of take part in it. And so having that for Guitar Hero Metallica was really cool. And my biggest gripe today is that I saved all my Xbox 360 games. So I still own Guitar Hero Metallica, but I no longer have a Guitar Hero guitar or any of the instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, and now the prices of them are getting ridiculous.
Are they really?
Yeah, I think for what I recommend, like the Explorer, which is the white one, the one that looks like the one that James had when it says eat fuck on it.
Yeah.
It's like on eBay, it's like $60, and then they want like additional $40 or $60 for shipping. And this is like, no, that's not.
Oh, wow.
And before today's episode, I think it was yesterday, I just bought a Guitar Hero Metallica guitar. Because over internationally in Europe and Australia, they had a guitar bundle with a special Guitar Hero World Tour guitar with Metallica faceplate and a copy of the game. And now you can't find that brand new anymore because everybody opened it.
Right. I mean, everybody opened it, abused it, you know, and spilled beer on it and soda on it and was eating wings and touching. I'm sure they're all like grubby and nasty now, yeah. You know, from so many people. And it's funny though, because I remember eventually all the instruments ended up in a closet because I just sort of stopped playing the Guitar Hero Rock Band games. And when I moved, I was like, I do not need to take these instruments with me and have them take up space in the new place. I'm not playing it anymore. And I so wish now that I at least kept a guitar because I want to put, I still have my Xbox 360. I want to put Guitar Hero Metallica in it and I want to play those damn songs.
See, there's a game on PC called Clone Hero where if you have like a 360 wireless adapter, you can use your 360 instruments or like
cool.
Or like with Rock Band 1 or Guitar Hero Live, because they made a brand new guitar for those, so you can use like a little adapter for that.
Oh, cool.
But those are usable in Clone Hero, but like since the tracks you can't transport into Guitar Hero Warriors Rock anymore, or the license is dead, you can you can play them on Clone Hero, which is I think like an unmodded version of Rock Band and Guitar Hero Mix, but with the Guitar Hero Metallica songs, with the just specifically the Metallica songs, because this isn't in Guitar Hero Metallica at all. They left it in the source code. In Clone Hero, if you transfer those songs into it, you can get rhythm guitar. Basically, you can get James's guitar. And they left that in the source code on the console versions of Guitar Hero Metallica.
So I'm just trying to think back, if memory serves me correctly, it was like you could do lead, bass, but not rhythm.
Some songs in Guitar Hero 2 and 3, you could do rhythm, but not every single song.
All right. That sounds vaguely familiar to me. Like my memory is slowly coming back.
And there
about
were so
it.
Many people that wanted James's guitar and Guitar Hero Metallica, yeah. But they said it was quote unquote too hard to do. Yet there have been people in the Guitar Hero modding community that managed to find the rhythm charts.
Very interesting.
So it's pretty cool, and that's what I pretty much play on Clone Hero now. It's just bows, or because Guitar Hero Metallica has just the Death Magnetic stuff. They can't get hardwired songs, and you can find charts of the hardwired songs on that.
Oh, cool.
I've been having a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. So let's back up for a moment. So let's give just a little bit of background information now that we've sort of have shared our introduction to the Guitar Hero franchise and a little bit with Guitar Hero Metallica. So this game came out in North America for the PlayStation 3, the Nintendo Wii, and the Xbox 360 on March 29th, 2009, and also on the PS2.
Yeah, and oddly enough, the prices were different for all three versions. Yeah, really? The 360 and the PS version, PS3 version was $60. The Wii version was $50, and the PS2 version was $40.
Oh wow! Was there a difference in the content? Do you know?
The Wii and the PS2 versions got Broken, Beaten, Scarred, Cyanide, and Broken, Beaten, Scarred, My Apocalypse, and Cyanide on the disc. The 360 and the PS3 versions, you had to download those through a Death Magnetic pack.
Right, because I remember buying that pack. It was the full album. That was like one of the drawers of it, but it was an extra DLC that they charged you extra for.
And I believe in World Tour 5, Warriors of Rock, and Band Hero, you could get All Nightmare Long in that, while in Guitar Hero Metallica, All Nightmare Long was on the disc on every version. But I believe the DLC chart is harder than the Metallic version, because if you're playing that on Guitar Hero 3, there's some stuff that makes it kind of harder to play, because some of the older games, you have strum limits with the frame rate. It makes it kind of harder to harder to play.
Sure.
But I think with Metallica, they kind of changed it to where they kind of made it easier to play.
Yeah, I think I just remember there being a series of band-specific ones, and I believe the first one might have been Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
It was Aerosmith.
And I remember later there was a Guitar Hero Van Halen, which I think was like kind of near the tail end of like the Guitar Hero frenzy. Yeah. That took over the video game industry.
And you could have gotten that for free if you proved to Activision that you bought Guitar Hero 5. They would send it out like in November when the game came out, like around Christmas time.
Yeah. But I remember Guitar Hero Metallica standing out as just I'm not just saying this as a huge Metallica fan. I thought that it was just more thought out than the other band ones. Like the Aerosmith one and the Van Halen one seems a little bit more of a kind of like a cash grab. Like, we're going to throw
the songs in
band names.
Just for the band.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Exactly. I would say, like, with the Metallica songs in this, they got Metallica to go get like blue suit on for motion capture for all those songs.
Yeah. There was a certain level of detail that went into it that was really phenomenal. And I think it's just another example of like Metallica putting out like the best possible product for their fans and wanting to have a controlling hand in what they're going to put their name on. And like you said, they were fully motion captured playing each song live. So it wasn't just like, hey, we're going to spend an hour and you can, you know, capture these generic pictures. Like, they were actually playing the full songs live.
And yet, keep in mind, though, some people, like, with some of the songs, because they have 80s, like, costumes and zombie costumes. And, like, if you look at it, there's some people that are just like, hey, this is a 20-year-old James acting like a 40-year-old James and all that. But it's like they're performing it as if they were on the World Magnetic Tour. Not
right,
like the tour that was from the song, and people kind of mistook that.
They also brought in like the master recordings of the song, so like even if like the movements did not capture maybe what 1986 James Hetfield would do during Master of Puppets, the recording was the original 1986 recording that you would have found. And that was not the case on all the different Guitar Hero games, including Aerosmith.
For whatever reason, Activision was having problems getting fully licensed songs. So they were having covers, and they claimed to be the first game that claimed to have original songs or live versions was indeed World Tour. Otherwise, like 3 and Aerosmith, most of the songs that weren't by the band were covers. While like Guitar Hero 3, they actually got Metallica to do one for them. They actually got the fully licensed one. And in World Tour, they got Trapped Under Ice, which I'm so pissed that's not in Guitar Hero Metallica.
They should have just thrown both of those on there as like,
but like
free
that
DLC,
said, there's
at least
3 songs in Rock Band that they kind of teased were going to be in Guitar Hero Metallica, but they weren't. And those songs were launch DLC for Rock Band 1, which were Blackened and Justice for All and Ride the Lightning. And when they did the teaser for Guitar Hero Metallica and World Tour, it said Ride the Lightning 2009. And they kind of teased the song being in the game, and it wasn't. And the reason behind it was too difficult to chart, which that's not true. If they could chart Fire with Fire, they could have charted Ride the Lightning or Blackened.
And what I also liked about Guitar Hero Metallica and the song selection was, because I remember, you know, it wasn't just Metallica songs. And when you bought like Guitar Hero Aerosmith, it wasn't just Aerosmith songs. But like when I looked at Guitar Hero Aerosmith and Guitar Hero Van Halen, there didn't seem to be a lot of rhyme or reason as to the other songs that were included necessarily, except to like, oh, they're more rock songs. But the other songs that were non-Metallica, they were hand-selected by the band. So it was like a lot of the songs that maybe were on Garage Inc. Or at least the same artist, like you had Merciful Fate.
They had King Diamond. They had the band reunite to play, to re-record Evil. And they had King Diamond as a playable character.
Right, I remember. Oh my God, I completely forgot about that. That's right.
Like,
that's awesome.
They had Ace of Spades re-recorded. They had Lemmy. They had Lemmy in the game.
Yeah.
And you could unlock him in the game too. But that being said, with the Hand Chosens, originally, I think it was Lars wanted Angel of Death because it was Slayer.
I read that.
And they wanted a Slayer song. And Microsoft or Activision went up to Lars and said, no, this is too demonic. Change it. And this was like 6 weeks before they had to do it. And they're just like, okay, fine, we'll do War Ensemble. They like Lars was not happy that they couldn't get Angel of Death. And they said it was too demonic, but I think it was just that it was too hard to chart. Because like in those Guitar Hero games, they do have a strum limit. And it would have been impossible to chart all those strums.
But how much fun would it have been to do that opening scream from Tom Araya?
It's really weird. It's weird that they couldn't get that, but it's like Rock Band 3 or 4 DLC, and they broke the strum limit for that. And I'm just like, I don't understand this. But they managed to have no strum limit for Angel of Death, which you can't have a strum limit with Guitar Hero games.
So. There is also, you know, since we're on the subject of the songs, there was this controversy around the Death Magnetic songs, because when the album came out, there was this audio controversy about the mixing and mastering. So the big controversy around the album was, you know, everything's in the red. Everything's like full volume. There's not a big dynamic range there. But the mixes for the Guitar Hero Metallica game
were so much better.
Change that.
Also, there were certain things that you could notice that were from the songs in the game that weren't on the album. And one of the end of the line parts where he says the end of the line, I think it's before they go into the second verse, but that's not on the album, but it's in the game. So I think they kind of re-recorded it. Oh, and then on top of that, they didn't do motion capture for that either. They did for every song in the game, but just not magnetic songs. And if you watch the videos of it, the motion looks so broken.
If I recall correctly, too, going back to your point about, you know, being able to hear different things, I remember playing through like Cyanide, and when they get into the melodic interlude there, and the guitars go into like that kind of harmonic minor Egyptian type Middle Eastern melody, it sounds very different, if I recall correctly, in the Guitar Hero mix. Like it sounds like an almost it's a completely different
true.
Part
and it like also you can hear the bass in every song. You can surprisingly hear the bass on the album. You can barely hear it other than like I think the beginning of That Was Just Your Life, but even then it's so faint.
The album has a bit of a It has a bit of like a coldness in how it's mixed, kind of similar to like Injustice for All. It's not quite to that level, but it's like a 2000s version of it in a way, both how the songs are composed and how it was mastered.
Speaking of the Injustice for All songs, you can actually hear the bass in those. You can hear it in One and The Shortest Straw, and you can hear that, but it's not in the album. So it's like, what's your excuse? If I can hear it in a rhythm game, what's your excuse on why can't I hear the bass in the album? What's your excuse?
Well, I guess, you know, it's I guess it's the fact that they have the master recording, so they are able to, you know, if you're playing the bass, you have to be able to hear the bass prevalent so you know what you are playing. So they don't really have a choice for the game but to bring it up some levels,
also,
you know?
With Rock Band songs, with Black and Injustice for All, you can hear the bass on those too. And it's
right.
So you can hear it. It's just like I tell people, it's there. You just have to really pay attention. Because even right. In the new rap remaster, I can hear it. It's just that it's so faint, but like I've got headphones that have bass and I can hear it. Like I don't need like a Injustice for Jason, but I can hear the bass just fine.
So to go through the songs here real quick, there are 20, I believe it's 21 Metallica songs or 28 Metallica songs.
The songs that Metallica played with, inspired, influenced, or that they've covered. One of the ones that they covered is Stone Cold Crazy, and that's the Queen version.
Right, yeah. And so just to give you some insight here on some of the Metallica songs that are featured, because there's a good mix of everything. So you have the whole Death Magnetic album as, again, DLC downloadable content. But in addition, you had Battery, you had Creeping Death, you had some of the hits like Enter Sandman, you had Fade to Black, For Whom the Bell Tolls, you had Frantic, making Richard S. He a very happy man. Fuel,
they
Hit the Lights.
They couldn't get Saint Anger, which they wanted, but no. They couldn't get Saint Anger. I believe Lars
wanted Saint Anger,
but they said it was too hard for the fans. I need to verify that for some reason, but yeah.
So they also had Hit the Lights, King Nothing, Master of Puppets, The Memory Remains, The Merciful Fate medley from Garage Inc. So I have so many fond memories of going over my buddy's house. He had the Wii at his place. He had Guitar Hero Metallica on the Wii, and I'd go over. There were like several Sundays in a row that I'd go over, have beer, wings, we'd watch the Patriots game, and before and after the Patriots game we would just play Guitar Hero Metallica, and we would pretty much just play the Merciful Fate medley
Are you a Patriots fan even like Brady left?
I am, yeah.
Because like I've noticed a lot of friends that are Patriots fans and they left the Patriots because Brady went to Tampa Bay and all of a sudden they're Tampa fans. So I have to ask everyone.
I will always be a Patriots fan. I will always be a Tom Brady fan too. So like, I was not. I was rooting for him last year in the Super Bowl on the Bucks. I will always root for Tom Brady. But this year it's Patriots Bucks Sunday Night Football, and I will always respect Brady, but I will be rooting for my Patriots. I want the Pats to win. I'm a Patriots fan first.
See,
Tom Brady fan second.
At least you stick with it. I get stuck being a Vikings fan because I'm from Minnesota, and I get flack.
Yeah.
Get flack for defending Cousins sometimes, but and I get crap for it. And I'm just like, it's not really his fault, but yet I'm a Vikings fan, and yet, oh well, might as well give up on them. They're not going to do anything.
Listen, you got to be there for the low times so you can be there for the high times. When I was a kid, the Patriots were the worst team in the league, and then we went on a 20-year run of dominance. And then last year was not our best moment, and I'm staying optimistic for this year.
I had to stay optimistic for my team too.
Yeah.
That's US Bank Stadium is so nice, and that's where Metallica opened up.
Did you see them there?
I missed them. I wasn't a fifth member.
Yeah.
I was not a fifth member at the time, so I couldn't get tickets. I had my cousin with 5 laptops, 2 tablets, and like a dozen smartphones at 10 a.m. that Friday trying to get tickets. for like four tickets for all of us, and nobody got them. My cousin had five people trying to go like, hey, refresh, and it sold out.
But
I did see one the night before, and that's how I fell in love with those guys. Nice guys.
Oh, cool.
And I'm seeing them for a sixth time in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So it's my sixth time, and that's the most I've seen a band.
That's awesome.
And I get the Adam Podcast for All, and there, you know, I was there in October. Nice dudes.
Yeah. We'll hopefully be doing something down the road together. We've been in touch through social media, then our schedules never line up, and so it hasn't happened yet, but at some point we'll figure it out.
I'm hoping you guys do.
That'd be a lot of fun. So just to go through the rest of Metallica songs, the Merciful Fate medley, we already went through the Death Magnetic stuff, No Leaf Clover, Nothing Else Matters, One, Orion. Oh, I loved playing Orion on this. Sad But True, Seek and Destroy, The Shortest Straw, The Thing That Should Not Be, The Unforgiven, Welcome Home Sanitarium, Wherever I May Roam, and Whiplash. I remember just loving this set list, too.
Fire with Fire.
Oh, did I forget that one?
Yeah, that's in like the hardest tier of the game.
Yeah, I see it listed right there. I must have skipped over it. Disposable Heroes, Dire's Eve. Did I say those? No,
but those are difficult too.
Yeah, I just loved this set of songs because it was like a great mix of like you had the Enter Sandmans, but then you had like these thrash masterpieces, these deep cuts. It was a good mix of hits, fan favorites, and like deep cuts for the diehards.
It's really weird because Metallica has said multiple times this is quote unquote their greatest hits. If they had to make an album, this would be their greatest hits. If somebody asked, those would be the this game list would be their greatest hit. Like they also have One as well, which that's difficult to begin with. It's fun in the beginning up until you get to the solo. Like I've got the band venue list. The first song to do Expert Plus, which is with the two drumsticks, because you need the two pedals. First song
to master the double bass drum.
First song that you need to do in the band venue is Fade to Black, then Memory Remains, and then Orion. And then Sanitarium. Wherever I May Roam, and the encore for that part of it is Armed and Ready, which I don't know how to say the guy's last name, Schenker or something, but that's
Michael Schenker.
But that's
group.
The encore, and then after that, the entire game opens up to where you can do double bass on every song, and then at the end of the game, the finale is The Thing That Should Not Be, and that's at the Ice Cave, which is supposed to be Antarctica, but the thing that
oh right
but
yeah
your
yeah.
venue is like The Thing That Should Not Be, and at the end of it opens. Yeah. But like before that, the encore is Whiplash, and but yet the hardest song in the game is either Disposable Heroes or Fight Fire with Fire is the Through the Fire and Flames of Guitar Hero Metallica, but it's just relentless.
And then the non-Metallica songs, as you said, were, you know, you mentioned some of them already. We got Motorhead, Corrosion of Conformity, Diamond Head, Michael Schenker Group, Machine Head, The Sword, Mastodon, Thin Lizzy, Caius, Merciful Fate, Judas Priest, Social Distortion, Alice in Chains, Foo Fighters, Queen, System of a Down, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bob Seger, Slayer, Suicidal Tendency. So all... another good mix of bands that were either bands that were more contemporary that they had toured with, or bands that influenced them, or bands that they influenced, or bands that they had covered on Garage Inc. or various releases. So really cool mix of songs.
Oddly enough, though, on the original cover of Guitar Hero Metallica, they spelled Lynyrd Skynyrd wrong. Seriously, they did. You can Google it and you'll find the original. You can find the original cover. They spelled Leonard wrong. They spelled it with only one Y instead of two.
I will have to look at my copy and see if I have that cover.
they found out about it after fans said, hey, you misspelled the name, and they quickly quickly went and redid the cover to where it shows the correct name. But Tuesday's Gone was a Metallica cover, Turn the Page, which was from Live Bullet, which that Metallica covered. And that section is the only time you cannot play a Metallica song. You are forced to play at least two or three songs out of that section. And if you're like that, I can't remember the guy in the video, I only listen to Metallica songs. Nah, you're playing at least two or three songs out of that section and you don't have a choice. Although otherwise after that, you can beat the entire game playing Metallica songs and you'll be fine. But there's the earliest section after the forum, which is the introduction, where they use the Ecstasy of Gold into For Whom the Bell Tolls. After that first section, which is Toshino Airfield, you need to play two or three of those songs. You do not have a choice. And then after that is Metallica at Toshino, and you can literally play your way through those songs. So if you can, you can start playing Metallica after that.
All of it's like coming back to me because I've not played this game since it's probably been a good 10 years or so.
I used to play it every day. Until where I got my 360 adapter working on my PC so I can play Clone Hero. Otherwise, I play the songs there. And it's the frame rate's better, so I'm able to keep going.
Right. Yeah. For sure. So I know you had a list of some of the trophies that might be fun to share. So first, explain what the trophies are for people listening to this who are not video game people.
On PlayStation Network, they have these things called trophies. On Xbox 360, they're called achievements that you can earn throughout your games. Trophies weren't fully induced in PlayStation until like 2008, 2009. But mostly all of the trophies or achievements in Guitar Hero Metallica are Metallica themed. Like the Platinum Artist Trophy, which is the platinum where you get every single achievement. A pick where it says load. It's got the load cover. Where you complete the tutorials, the more I see you that when you beat an instrument career on expert, vocals, drums, band, vocals, bass, it's just Metallica. When you complete every single career, you get Holier Than Thou, and it's the demon face from Jumping the Fire.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
When you complete a song on Harder Expert, it's called One. But it's just a regular guitar, a Metallica logo. They have an achievement called Injustice for All, where it's the cover of the album, where you earn 100 stars in band or career. They have a No Leaf Four Leaf Clover trophy called the Ecstasy of Gold. There are secret trophies and achievements that you can earn, like performing as a vocalist, drummer, bassist, all that. Like performing as a vocalist is Motor Breath, and that's a photo of James. Performing as the drummer, Damage Incorporated. Bassist, Invisible Kid. Guitarist, some kind of
an Invincible Kid trophy.
Some kind of monster. I really don't want to go through all these because I don't know how long it's gonna take.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good sample of what's out there.
But yeah, some of these are just awesome to get. I'm not that great at the game, but I know people that have the platinum trophy and it's really brutal to get.
Yeah, I bet. Do you have to do it on a certain difficulty or is it any difficulty?
Some achievements you need to be on the first you get an achievement for doing Expert Plus. The achievement for one harder expert. Hero of the Day is you complete a song on Expert Plus in career or quick play. Some of the achievements, they do not tell you how to do this, but you are going to have to do these on the highest difficulty, like 575,000 on Creeping Death. If you miss more than five notes in the entire song, you might as well restart because you're not going to get the 575,000.
That's crazy.
With battery? With battery. you need 1,000,000 points on battery. Three out of the four bandmates need to be on hard or expert, and you can do the other one, the other one on medium. 450,000 points on Dire's Eve, hard or above. You cannot get it on like medium or easier beginner. 340,000 points on Fire with Fire as a basis. That's a secret achievement. You need 98% on expert or above. That's the only way to do it. But yet with base, it has open strum bars. And it can make it either you love them or you hate them, because you will get annoyed. And like, they don't have open strums on guitars. And like in Clone right. Hero, there's a few people that make guitar charts with open strum notes to make it harder, which it kind of does. So that's one of them. Metallica, the achievement of Metallica, you need to beat a career on expert, or expert plus for that matter, but it's not that hard. Once you beat the thing that should not be, it automatically pops up that you beat the game.
Anything that we're missing about Guitar Hero Metallica before we wrap up here, Jordan?
Let me see. You could transfer the songs, the Metallica game songs. There were 10 songs that you could not transfer into, like Warriors of Rock and 4 and 5 and stuff. There were 10 songs you couldn't transfer. Otherwise, every other song you could transfer. No Excuses, Stacked Actors, Toxicity, Arms and Ready, Albatross, Stone Cold Crazy, War Inside My Head, Hellbent for Leather, All Nightmare Long, even though, like I said, that's on the disc. And when you buy the DLC for Death Magnetic and put it in the 3 World Tour 5 Band Hero and Warriors of Rock, it automatically comes there. And then War Ensemble. And then on the PS2 and Wii version, they have a special story mode where you get a ninth venue called the Stone Nightclub, where you have to play Cyanide, My Apocalypse, and Broken, Beaten, Scarred. No Leaf Clover, they had the symphony. They had to pop in with the symphony coming behind them with No Leaf symphony. Ace of Spades was re-recorded so that they could have Lemmy inducted into the game. King Diamond, they had Evil re-recorded, which is mm-hmm. the easiest, hardest song, supposedly. I don't really know. I can't even pass it.
Awesome. Well, you definitely came prepared. You definitely did your research and are a fan of both the game and the band. So I was right, you were the perfect person for this episode, Jordan. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can everybody find you out there on social media, if you want them to find you?
I have a YouTube channel where I unbox video games and costumes. YouTube.com/XboxGod7725. My Instagram is Mr. Fluffy. It's lowercase MR. FLUFF and then a 3 and an H. Mostly on Instagram, I post about stuff that I just recently bought, or stuff that I'm doing with Metallica related stuff, or something that just happened to come up. My Twitter is Assassin Pikachu, because I originally had that name for my YouTube channel, but somebody fought with me over that name on YouTube, so I had to surrender that name on YouTube, hence Xbox God 7725. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. You have a good night, all right? Thanks. Bye, bud. A big thank you to Jordan Blackhurst for coming on Metallicast. He was definitely a Guitar Hero Metallica expert, and still an active player of the game, so he was the perfect person, I think, to come on and talk about it on this here episode. He is a big supporter of Metallicast and all the Metallica podcasts as well, so be like him.
join the Metallicast Militia. Give me a follow on social media at Metallicast Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to check out Jordan on social media or check out his YouTube channel, check out the links in the episode description as well. And if you are new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you download. Make sure you leave a positive 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. All that goes a long way in helping this podcast continue to grow on my quest for world domination. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, middle of your ass. Yeah. Fabs not experts.